Blog Talk Radio.
The mind is coming out. Singer. Songwriter.
Well, usually I would talk about my music, but I'm not. Unfortunately, I had a bad situation where I need to talk about something more on a philosophical point of view, maybe criminal point of view, law point of view, and I do that with some of my podcasts. I will get back to my music in the next podcast. You know, I've been targeted because of the celebrity situation, but because of my beliefs. I'm a progressive, a liberal Democrat, and somebody who's Republican is targeting me simply because they don't like me being a Democrat. I live in blue California. San Fernando's blue. North Hollywood, Van Nuys is blue. Or like Glendale's blue or Diamond Bar, well, you know, or down to, Highland or North LA, blue. What's Hollywood? I don't understand why would they target me. Well, I seem to attract the wrong people. Like these people who are just looking at me as a victim, you know, want to undermine my potential. And I guess that's why I talk about the American dream. When I have a dream to be on the Hollywood or to be the American dream, I guess some bad apples want to stop it, and I don't understand. I guess I do have the bad luck of attracting people who I will never be with. Criminals, the drug addicts, the prostitutes. I don't hang out with that type. This is the wrong element. You think me, someone like me, just simply because I'm an entertainer, I guess I have a unique style, going to hang out with some dangerous criminal or some drug dealer? You're out of your damn mind, because I don't sell drugs. I don't do drugs. I don't drink alcohol. And these people's IQ mentality is lower than mine too. Because I don't do all that and I talk about things on the philosophical, they think I'm a preacher and I'm not. They really live in they're backwards. I'm going to live in 21st century. I don't mean to say that, but because you have philosophical and I spiritual doesn't mean I'm a preacher. I have never aspired to be no preacher. Never. Because I'm a Buddhist. And this includes all kinds of people, regardless of your race, color, creed, sexual orientation, origin, religion, etc. I don't want to hang out with no dangerous person or someone with a dark side or undermine my potential. I want to hang out with someone who's aspiring, got good moral values, and can bring something to me to enhance my horizons. But I had to deal with the crazies, the delusional. Maybe because of my personality, I guess people, because I'm a unique style, highly educated, I'm very much aware of reality and so on. And these people were questioning the way I was. They were really dangerous. I have some people who really are so delusional. They think they're going to wait 5, 10, 20 years to see if I can get a public guardian. They out of their damn mind. I'm too high functioning. I think it had to do with me trying to, in the music business, and they think I'm out of touch, and I'm not. This is Hollywood. This is near L.A. This is L.A., pretty much. I vote L.A. This is not just L.A. County. This is L.A. When I was living in Hollywood, Santa Monica, Diamond Bar, Van Nuys, or whatever, this is L.A. This ain't no any old place. This is where your dreams can come true. There are millions of people of all ages who want to make it in business. Acting, singing, comedian. You go to Hollywood to make it. The other places are New York, City, definitely New York City. Perhaps in some aspects more so because it's got so much there. And Nashville, that's where you make it as a star in music or entertainment. Nashville, New York, and L.A. L.A. includes Hollywood, nearby Hollywood, etc. I mean, they really are out of touch. And I think that these people are trying to persecute me, destroy me, make me the fall guy, or the, what you can say, the scapegoat for something they don't have. And what really was the problem, was really puzzling, they were saying, they were trying to tell people around, they don't want me to make it in music, they want me to be a caseworker. Do you think I came out here to be a caseworker? No. Do you think I came out here to be a psychologist? No. I lost it. I did have interest in psychology, but I'm not in it anymore. Some of the clients that I work with or people in that field who I used to know, who haven't seen me in years, coming over here saying that they need me to be a leader of the disabled. I'm not interested in being a leader of disabled. That's not what I came out to LA for. I came out to be an entertainer, to stardom, to be for the masses, to sell records. There's other dreams, but it's definitely evolved to not doing that. They are out of touch. They need to go to an actual therapist or someone who's aspiring to be a therapist and say those things, because I'm not interested in being no manager, no supervisor of a mental health center. I thought that was so delusional. They trying to persecute and destroy me for illness. Their illness, mental illness, is the reason why I stay away from crazy people. Well, I'm going to tell you about this. Most people who have mental health diagnoses are not crazy, okay? They're just as good as anybody. Unfortunately, I came across a few who are. You know, I just have my own style. And how crazy they are, one person thought that I put her on the street. She kept saying it over for several years. I ain't put nobody on the street. If I was her manager or owner of her building, and if I told them, there's no way I could put somebody on the street. Delusional. I hope they get some help. I can't deal with crazy people. Just like they said, oh, I'm going to be with a drag queen. I ain't interested in no drag queen. Where do they get that delusion from? I have no attraction. It's sick. They saying sick things that don't pertain to reality. By the way, I do not discriminate against drag queens or anybody. I just, personally, I don't have no attraction. But whoever you love, God does not see any difference in love, in my opinion. And everybody's equal, whether you're gay or straight or transsexual. I have no interest in anybody like that, but on a general level, no one should be discriminated. Nobody. Okay? Prejudice, I just don't... That's not my type. But the point is that it's just about doing what I need to do on a professional level. I don't like when some of these people who are dangerous, I consider dangerous and crazy, say that I'm a comedian. There's no comedian on here. If you talk about a comedian professionally, go over to West Hollywood. There is the clubs over there. I did try to joke around a little, but I'm pretty much a singer, songwriter, actor. Comic actor, maybe, but not a comedian. Comedian is such a tough thing. This is the place to do it, Hollywood. West Hollywood is where you can do it. But I'm not interested. I am interested in West Hollywood at the Sunset Strip, or get an acting gig, perhaps, but not a comedian. I don't think I have. I could be one, maybe. I could keep my mind open, but I'm not going to. I didn't come out here to be one. Well, anyway, Let's just say I did a little bit, but I'm not a comedian. But I keep my mind open for anything entertainment related because it all goes hand in hand. Because dreams aren't made to be, dreams are made to happen, not to be broken. They're trying to break my dreams away. I don't like when some of these people say that I'm going to write songs with just for a hobby. Making me those type of songs, disco or rock songs that are out in the masses for people to buy. You can buy it at Amazon. That's not for a hobby. That's professional level. So that's how I think. I don't know why they're crazy. I just think they're jealous. They want to undermine my potential. They did say that they didn't think I could be the lead singer. I should have let somebody else be a lead singer. And I wasn't even a band to be a lead singer. I think that was so insane. They just don't want to see me succeed and let my American dreams happen. And I had to continue with my dreams. No matter what happened with age. Whatever. People have made it 50, 67, singing, the writing, or whatever. Or acting, or whatever. If you come out here to be an actor, a singer, a movie director, a comedian, then you're in the right place. Professionally. Not for a hobby. Hollywood. That's not a place. This shouldn't be a place. But, you know, that's not a place. You wouldn't go there just to be a, go to be a star. There are a lot of dream killers. Unfortunately, in Hollywood, because if you go down there and you see the path, one side where people are aspiring, putting on their makeup, their clothes, and then the other side, you see the homelessness, you see the crime, and you see the despair. And it's true. Like a lot of Hollywood hopefuls, why I got to the professional levels, I'm being targeted each day because people are trying every way they can to try to undermine my potential to make it in music. The songwriting, the music, they trying to do everything to say that I can't make it. I didn't write it. They said I didn't write the lyrics. They say things that ain't true. They say all kinds of things that are just evil. They even possibly trespass and looking in my home, which is a crime. I can't deal with that. I even had somebody who stalked me for several years because they thought I was going to be a star. Now, that's crazy. That's a dangerous person. I tried to get restraining orders on that person. But the point is that nobody does that. Those are evil people. That person who stalked me for several years deserved jail time. They deserve jail time for what they did. But I leave it there. I have to do what I can to be better myself and not let someone try to persecute, a bunch of people persecute me and destroy me because of self-centered motives. And because I'm Democrat, doesn't mean they're going to follow me and start making me angry. Follow me around using a walkie-talkie to make me angry. That was crazy. I try to create. Let someone take away my dream. I don't know. I put up with so much on this planet. I put up with too much. The suffering was so much. Living on the street, all that stuff in the past. And then to deal with crazy, dangerous people who come around me who I would never hang around or deal with. Then in the school setting, I have to mention this. When somebody comes over here and says they don't want me to go further than the master's, or simply because, I got a law or doctorate degree, because I'm a black man, I have to hang out with black people. That's despicable and racist. That's insane. And a mentally ill person. There are lots of people who go for law degrees, black, white, and brown. And then they mention Obama and King. I'm not trying to be an Obama and King. I have to be my own identity. There's lots of black people who got law degrees who had no intention of being Obama and King. There's lots of people, lots of things, A lot of people got law degrees and doctorate degrees of all shapes and forms. There were even criminals who got law degrees and PhDs. So why would they want to try to stop me? They enhance my horizons. I have to have something to fall back on because Hollywood didn't give a damn about my music. I was rejected by every company when I first came out here. I wasn't given a chance. I'm trying to promote my music, and they still trying to stop me. That's so evil. And then last but least, since the people from Erie County coming out here, I was like, okay, if I have somebody, and I talked to my sister, who I did not see in a long time, 20 years, 30, whatever, and they just certainly just come back into play out there, I don't want to hang around with somebody like that. My hometown, what are they doing out here? Up to no good, running from the law, keep away. You got to be crazy. I don't want no crazy. I attract the crazy, the dangerous, and the bad people, and I don't want them around. And then they got some conspiracy to drive me crazy. One reason why they came around was because they don't like me owning a home. They think my home is a lot of money. Listen, that is scraping the barrel. If you're that type of person, you must be like a little dog and go run into a garbage can and close the lid because you really are that desperate quarter because ain't nothing there for them. Ain't nothing much worth than what the kind of attitude and character they have in the gutter, and it's not worth it. They can get off their ass and buy their home. They can do a lot of things. It's not for me to judge. They spend all those years stalking instead of going to school and moving on, then good for them. Instead, if they're going to waste their lives on something that isn't going to happen, that's criminal, and they can't take care of themselves, they can't mind their business, they can't move on to find other people to be with or go for their own dreams, then something is wrong with this picture. I should not be targeted. Then I may be targeted because simply I have my beliefs. Trying to persecute and destroy me simply because they don't want me to live here and having and stalking and all that bullshit. That's terrible. And I don't need to do that. What I need to do is just continue with my dreams, call the OEPD restraining order when necessary emergency, and do the best I can to stay safe. Because it's important that I stay safe, take care of myself. I make mistakes, but I'm going to continue to promote my music, my dreams, and not let no one take them away. Good day, good night from Dub Knight.